Hello, hello. You're listening to the Career Changemaker podcast. Having the courage to leave a career that you have worked hard to build and try something else can be tough. So in each episode, we dive into key career change strategies so that you have a clear understanding of what is required to transition into a new role or a new industry without feeling like you have to start at the bottom or have to take a massive pay cut. Because hashtag ain't nobody got time for that. If you are ready for frank and honest discussions about how to become a career changemaker, keep listening. I'm your host, lawyer turned career strategist and executive coach, Janine Esbrand. Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we're talking about how to make your first 90 days count in a new role. Often we can focus so much on making the transition, making the move, and all that is required to make that happen. The networking, the applications, the interviews, the negotiations, and all of that. But your journey really begins with the company once you start. Right? Once you start on your first day, this is where you are able to just dig in and start doing the things that you read about in the job descriptions, start doing the things that you talked about in interview. And what can often happen is people go in on day one and want to make such a good impression that they just go with the flow and wait for the onboarding process to happen within the organization. And whilst there is room for that, there is also room for you being intentional about what you do in the first 90 days, because the impression that you make at the beginning is going to determine your foundation in terms of the relationships that you are building and potentially the types of work that you get included on or get involved in. So we want to hit the ground running and we want to make a really good impression. I've got quite a few one-to-one clients who have secured roles who are transitioning into those new roles. So if you're listening, lean in to what I'm saying. And if you're someone who is hoping for a new role, this is going to be relevant. This is one of those episodes that you want to earmark, you want to bookmark and come back to in the future. So if you've been around me for any length of time, if I've worked with you, if you've been a client, you know that I talk about 90-day planning quite a bit. 90-day planning is super, super helpful in helping you to reduce overwhelm, stay focused, and take enough action for you to be able to move towards your goals. So the first 90 days in your role is what you want to be planning out and mapping out. And I know that for some people, it's easy to be like, how am I going to do that? I don't know what's going to be required of me. So how can I map out what I'm going to be doing in the first 90 days when I haven't started? So I don't actually know. Well, let's talk about it. Let's break it down. So firstly, let's talk about what happens before you start. So that time period between you landing the role and actually starting the role, it could be weeks, it could also be months, depending on notice periods. As someone who comes from the legal industry, notice periods for lawyers and many people in professional services space is 3 months. So you could be, you know, having an interview and then not actually starting your role for a whole another quarter. So in between that time, what you want to make sure that you're doing is really understanding the company and its culture. Whilst you may have done some research around that when you were thinking about applying for the role, now that you're in and, you know, you have an offer and you are going to be joining, there's more opportunity for you to be able to ask questions and find out more about the company and the culture. So you really understand what it is that is going to be expected and what you may find in the environment. The easiest way to do that is to start networking with your future colleagues. So start having conversations with people who you're going to be working with, people in your team. Don't wait until the first day that you start to start, you know, introducing yourself. You can take the initiative, reach out to them on LinkedIn, just start a dialogue. And if you have specific questions about the company and about culture, you can ask those people. You want to be understanding your role and the expectations, right? So really think about, what is it that I learned about the company and their goals, their strategy, and the reason why this role exists? What did I learn during the interview process that is going to help me to really think about what I can expect, right? So understand the role, understand the expectations, and then set yourself some personal objectives. What do you want to achieve in the first 90 days? Yes, they're going to give you work to do. Yes, there's things that you're going to have to do and learn that is going to be directed by the organization, but you can make some decisions around what it is that you want to achieve. So this is particularly relevant if you're someone who's making a career change and you're transitioning from, say, one industry to another or one type of organization to another. It's likely that you're going to feel a little bit of imposter syndrome. The reason why you might feel that is because there's going to be an element of learning, a steep learning curve in some areas, and you may feel like that lack of knowledge means that you're on the back foot. This time in between the interview and when you're starting is prime time for you to skill up in terms of your knowledge or plug any knowledge gaps that you may have. There are so many resources out there that you can leverage so that you can plug those gaps. You can find the information that you feel like is missing. You can find things that you can read up on so that when you are starting, you feel fully knowledgeable in all the areas that you're required to be knowledgeable. So that's before you start. Then, first month, when you first get started, week one is going to be like orientation, you digging in, learning company policies, speaking to HR. They're going to be onboarding you. You're going to meet your team and your superiors, so the people that work within your organization and that you're going to be working alongside. And you're going to be familiarizing yourself with ongoing projects. Understand what's going on, right? Like things that are already happening so that you're able to hit the ground running quicker. So ask the right questions. Be curious about what is happening when you first join. In terms of meeting your team, if you haven't been introduced to everybody, it's a great idea to use your first few weeks as an opportunity to connect. So you can reach out to people and say, hey, I'm new here. I would love to have a conversation with you to learn more about your role. And people are typically very, very open to that when there are new joiners. So do that in your first week. As you then move into your second week, up to the end of the month, you want to be setting short-term goals around what it is that you've been asked to do, and then seek feedback early on. It's great to know that you're on the right track. You don't want to just have your head down for the first few months doing things the way that you think it should be done, only for your line manager or your peers to turn around and say, that isn't what we wanted. Seek feedback early on. Make sure you're on the right track so that you can continue doing the right thing. Or if there needs to be a course correct, you can course correct. Prioritize learning and development opportunities now. So often when I speak to clients who have recently started a role, they are itching to get going. They want to start making an impact and a contribution, but it can be slow in the first few weeks as you're doing the onboarding and getting up to speed and understanding the context and the landscape. So what I would say is, rather than feeling like these people are paying me money and I'm not doing anything, utilize the time, prioritize learning and development opportunities. Use the time to maybe look at the online filing system, look up some other previous work that other people have done, read emails, understand the tone and those kinds of things, what's expected. Use the time that is free for you right now to create development opportunities for yourself. So that's the first month. Now, as we move into the second month, by the end of the first month, you should start to feel a bit comfortable in terms of the people that you work with, the way things are done, and understand the systems and processes. Now, we're moving to the second month, you're able to start adding value. So start contributing to projects, start giving your perspective on team meetings, start sharing what insights you've gained from what you've been exposed to so far, so that you can start to demonstrate your skills and abilities and really demonstrate to your team members and your clients, if you're working on a client-facing project or in a client-facing role, that you have the skill set and you have the abilities to thrive in this type of role. So as you do that, as you demonstrate your skill set, as you work hard, as you show the value that you're adding, the trust that your team has in you and your ability to get things done is going to increase. So you want to build that trust early on, showing that you are somebody who is a safe pair of hands is super, super helpful. So that's your second month. So that's what you want to be focusing on, contributing, adding value. And then in the last month, you want to establish your presence. So in the first few months, you should be paying attention to who the movers and the shakers are within the organization. Who does what? Who are the people that are making decisions? Who are the people that are good to know? So that you're able to make sure that you're getting to know these people and you are building relationships, and also asking for opportunities to take on more responsibility. You may see that there are some opportunities for growth, or perhaps there's a suggestion that you can make based on your previous experience in your previous company or things that you've seen elsewhere that could be an improvement on a process or an improvement on a way that things are done, or maybe you initiate a new project that would be helpful. You want to make sure that you are looking for opportunities to share, to improve, to grow, and evaluate your progress throughout. Okay. And then at the end of the 90 days, you want to start planning for the next 90 days. Plan beyond, right? Like, what are we going to be doing next? I've laid the foundation. I've got to know people. I've started to do work. I've added value. Now let me think about where I want to go from here. I think the biggest thing to remember when you're moving into a new role is they hired you because they can see that you have potential to thrive in this role. So when the doubt kicks in, when the imposter syndrome pops up, just know that you have a body of work that you have created over the course of your career to date. Within that body of work, you've developed a skill set, you have developed experience, you have gained exposure, you have gained understanding, you have gained a lot, and you bring all of that to this role that you're in right now. So it takes a while to acclimatize. It takes some time for you to understand how things work here. It takes time for you to know how you even add value, but don't doubt that you're supposed to be there. Don't doubt that you're supposed to be there. Fully own what you're bringing to the table into this role and go forth and be great. So those are my tips for you when you're thinking about that transition piece. Plan. I have a 90-day planning sheet that I can share with you. So if you're interested in that, drop us an email at janine@careerchangemakers.com and we can share with you the 90-day planning sheet. All right, that is all that I have for you today. I will be back again very, very soon. Until then, take care of yourself and keep moving towards your career goals. If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any future episodes. Also, I would love to know what your biggest takeaway has been from today's episode. Come over and join us in our Career Changemakers community over on LinkedIn so that you can join the conversation there. Head over to lightboxcoaching.com/community and it will take you right to the group.